radio. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, once two friends met in the street. One said to the other, "Hey friend, what happened to you? You look so sad and gloomy." The sad fellow said, "3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $50,000. 2 weeks ago, one of my cousins died and he left me $100,000. Last week, my grandfather passed away and I inherited almost $1,000,000. Then friend said, "Well, you are so lucky to have such a generous people in your life. But why are you still so gloomy and unhappy?" The sad fellow replied, "I am sad because this week is almost over and I have not received any money yet." My dear friends, this man was just waiting for someone else to die so he can inherit more money and wealth. My dear friends, some of us never satisfied with what we have. We always want something more and more. Some have all the material things life can bring and yet are still not satisfied with that. Dear friends, today Jesus teaches how to use what we have wisely, not allowing material things, worldly possessions to run or rule over our life, by telling the parable of rich man. Jesus warns us against all types of greed, because greed leads to selfishness, envy, hatred, dissension, anger, violence, and war take our focus from the God and away from serving and loving others. Many of us wonder why Jesus called this rich man a fool in this parable. What did this rich man do wrong? The man did his honest work on his farmland. I say he's a very hardworking man. The land gave him a bumper harvest. The man decided to build a larger storage for the crop so that he could live the rest of his life on easy street. The mistake of the rich man is that he depended on his wealth, not on God. He was possessed by his possessions instead of possessing them. He worshipped the gift and wealth, but not the giver, God. He forgot the truth that God was the real owner of all his possessions and blessings. My dear friends, the rich man in the parable offers no words of thanksgiving for the great harvest. Everything is I and my. Our life, our talents, wealth and possessions are gifts from the God. His greed lies in what he did not do. In the first reading, we are told, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Everything is meaningless without God. St. Paul, in the second reading, says, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Pope Benedict says, we should make God center of our life, not the margin. The rich man in the parable is not generous at all. On the contrary, he is selfish and self-centered. He uses liberally possessive pronouns, I 6 times and my 5 times. He mentions nothing of his family and friends. He has no sense of community. He has no inclination to help the poor. One of the tombstones in England, there is a caption, what I gave, I have. What I kept, I lost. I like it very much. What I gave, I have. What I kept, I lost. The rich man in the parable lost everything when he died. There is a saying, in the world there are many needy because very few people are greedy. About 16,000 children die every day because of hunger-related issues. Today, Jesus is inviting us to beware of greed and learn to share. My dear friends, our wealth becomes blessings if we share it with the poor. Because poor need the rich in this world, and rich will need the poor in the other world. Let us be generous with what we have. I remember the sayings of Saint Basil the Great. He says, when someone steals another's cloth, we call them a thief. Should we not give the same name to one who could clothe the naked and does not? The bread in your cupboard belongs to the hungry. The coat hanging in your closet is the coat of him who is naked. The shoes that you do not wear are the shoes of the one who is barefoot. The money that you kept, that you keep locked away, is the money of the poor. The acts of charity that you do not perform are so many injustices that you commit. Very touching statement or saying from the Saint Basil the Great. My dear friends, we will be judged not by whether we are rich or poor, but by how we acquired and by how we spent our money and wealth. At last judgment, Jesus asks, 6 questions to us. I was hungry. I was thirsty. What did you do? I was naked. I was homeless. Did you do anything? I was in the prison. I was sick and I was in the hospital. Did you visit me? My dear friends, use your money for your salvation, not for your condemnation. The rich man may have been successful in the eyes of the world, but Jesus calls him a fool. Let us pray that we may not become fool in the eyes of God, but rich toward God. May God bless you.